فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushvaqt. Please stay tuned.
پروردگار متعال انسان رو طوری ساخته و به وجود آورده که به تنهایی نمیتونه زندگی کنه.
Allah the Almighty has created humans in a way they cannot live alone. Rather, members of mankind should live together and each one take a job so that there will be a community which provides the needs of everyone. Thus, mankind appeals for a civil life in nature and cannot live individually. When people start living together, naturally there will be a problem of civil rights and regarding or disregarding human rights. History has always observed oppression of rights in different communities. The divine law has a solution for this problem and has planned a set of laws which can prevent from oppression of rights. The divine law says that if someone oppresses someone else's rights, he should compensate for that.
برای خدای متعال حقی قائل شده، برای انسان‌های دیگه حقی قائل شده، برای خود انسان نسبت به خودش حقی قائل شده.
In this framework of divine law, there are rights for everyone. God's rights upon humans, humans' rights upon each other, and even individual rights upon himself. Everyone should regard these rights, and if he oppresses them, he should pay back for it. Now, if God's servants do not make it to compensate for those wasted rights in this world, they will be forced to return those rights in the hereafter, and Allah will not escape these oppressions. But the interesting point is that we will have no money in the hereafter to pay for our debts or other people's rights. Therefore, either we should leave some of our good deeds to the other party or receive some of these bad deeds in case we do not have enough good deeds to pay for it. Now, Muslims who believe to surrender before the divine laws need to regard all these rights, and if it happens to oppress any of them, they shall try to compensate it in this world and not leave it to the hereafter. If there are financial rights we have oppressed or someone's reputation we have damaged, we shall compensate for all of them in this world. If it is not possible to return those rights in this world, then we have to wait to make them up in the hereafter. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Kalav Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Khushvakht. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Kalav Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.